Video: the brutality was chilling. Two teens charged after brawl and stabbing at NYC High School. By Amy Furr on February 5, 2024. Two 17-year-olds have been charged after a fight and stabbing erupted at Martin Van Buren High School in Queens, New York, on Thursday. The Queens Chronicle reported Monday that the two defendants were stabbed during the incident that occurred at approximately 1:30 p.m. Video footage of what appears to be the brawl shows two young people fighting in a hallway. At one point, the pair falls and slams against a wall. Moments later, another young person is seen stomping on one person's head as the individual struggles on the floor. In a Saturday press release, Queens County District Attorney Melinda Katz's office detailed the charges against the two 17-year-olds, noting they face up to 15 years behind bars if convicted. Defendant 1, a 17-year-old from 106th Avenue in Queens Village, is charged with attempted gang assault in the first degree, attempted assault in the first degree, assault in the second degree, two counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon on school grounds. Defendant 2, a 17-year-old from 131st Road in Rosedale, is charged with attempted gang assault in the first degree, attempted assault in the first degree and assault in the second degree. Katz stated, as detailed in the complaint, this was a vicious attack. The brutality was chilling under any circumstance. But that it occurred in what parents should be able to assume is a safe place for their children is as unsettling as the violence captured on video. We will not allow the critical role public schools play in the life of our city to be brazenly and violently jeopardized, Katz added. After one of the defendants was searched in the principal's office following the incident, a pistol with a round in the chamber and seven in the magazine was found, the district attorney's office said. ABC 7 reported Friday that metal detectors were installed at the school after the fight. One parent told Freedom News TV she received a call from her daughter, who said she was frightened and unable to leave the campus because it was locked down. "I want to know why Martin Van Buren did not pick up a phone and send out a mass text to us family members letting us know that our kids are okay," she stated. A police spokeswoman said the teenagers who were hurt during the incident are in stable condition, according to the Chronicle.